Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of Franchise Interviews. Tonight we're meeting with Joel Labava, and Joel created the first ever franchise blog launched targeting war veterans. And Joel Labava is going to give some fantastic tips on how to buy a franchise, and this is part one of a two-segment interview. So enjoy, and we'll see you again soon.
We're meeting with franchise expert, consultant, and blogger Joel M. Labava, president of Franchise Selection Specialist, Inc. And Joe started one of the first ever franchise blogs launched at targeting war veterans. And the franchise blog for vets is the first ever blog on franchising that will be focused on war veterans returning home from Iraq, Afghanistan, and other areas of the world requiring our armed forces presence. Joel's also going to give some fantastic tips on what to look for when buying a franchise. Hey, Joel, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, Joel. How are you doing today?
Good. I have a pretty good head cold going, so I have I have like a low voice to begin with, but the girls at the office, office want me to give them wake up calls because they like my voice so much today. So.
Oh, that's okay, Joel.
Yeah.
We'll help you out.
Joel, drink plenty of water, Joel. This is Don Johnson.
Yeah.
I appreciate you coming on the show.
Hi, Don.
I'm not feeling that great. Now, it looks like your company's doing some really nice things. It seems
Absolutely.
Like you're staying pretty busy, Joel.
Yes, very busy. Yeah, you mentioned the new blog that I launched, and actually,
Great.
It's amazing. You know, there's like, I don't know, 30 million blogs or something out there now.
Right.
And no one has ever created a franchise-related informational blog just for war veterans.
Right, absolutely.
And, you know, I met with John Renner, who's with the Cleveland Small Business Administration, and he does a lot of stuff with vets. And we were talking, and I was saying to myself, you know, wait a second, what is missing? So I said, John, what if I started a blog for veterans? He's like, wow, that's kind of cool. A week later, I started it, so I'm having a lot of fun.
It's got a lot of great PR, too, Joel. You know, we've seen it. Don and I have seen it. You know, we subscribe to a lot of the newsletters and the PR pieces.
Uh-huh.
You know, we've seen it all over the Internet, you know, so it's doing fantastic.
Thank you.
You know? Do vets make better franchisees, Joel, would you say?
Pardon me?
Do veterans, do you think they make better franchisees, would you say? You know, Don and I have mentioned this in the past. You know, I know there's a lot of, like, government programs out there that will help veterans, you know, looking to buy a franchise. But I always thought that, you know, veterans or, you know, people in the military, they're kind of, like, more disciplined. I guess they're used to working longer hours, would you say?
I agree. I've been able to help a couple of veterans get into franchising. And the ones that come from, you know, active military are really, really used to following what we all know as a system.
Right, absolutely.
And it's a natural fit from afar. Now, whether or not a veteran can translate that into, you know, working 6-7 days a week and following a system and starting off by making no money...
Absolutely.
You know, start a franchise is kind of tough, but
right.
I think the fit is there, you know, from the long view, and I want to help more veterans, and we have a ton of them coming back from around the world, and they have so many choices presented to them when they get back. And there are some loans. There's the Patriot Express loan from the SBA.
Yeah, I saw that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, there's a lot of really cool stuff. VetFran. I've worked with some franchise companies that are hooked up with VetFran, and I've helped a couple people. So, you know, the ability for war veterans to get into franchising isn't real hard. It's just the mentality has to change from employee to employer. It's not always easy.
Right, absolutely. I would totally agree with that. Yeah, one of the questions we like to ask our guests when they first come on the segment, Joel, is where are you calling from today?
The rock and roll capital of the world, Cleveland, Ohio.
Right, that's right. That's fantastic. Have you ever been to the
Football Hall of Famers, too, right?
That's in Canton.
That's
yes,
in Canton.
It's in Ohio.
Yeah.
Yay.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Have you ever been there, Joel?
Yeah,
the rock
yeah
and roll Hall of Fame?
It's pretty amazing.
I can only imagine.
Some of the Jimi Hendrix stuff they have. I mean, it's an amazing building.
That's fantastic.
Home, home of the playoff-bound Indians now.
Yeah, the Indians
there you
are
go.
Doing great. The Cavs did great last year. It's a lot of fun, a lot of action.
Right.
That's fantastic. I know you have an interesting background, Joel. What were you doing before starting Franchise Selection Specialist, Inc.?
I came from the automobile franchise sector where I was a general manager. And before that, I was in the restaurant business. And many years ago, even though you can't tell from my voice today, I was in radio and television. So,
oh, really? Oh,
yeah,
fantastic.
So I've done a lot of really cool stuff. And for me, I didn't wake up one morning with this burning desire to become an entrepreneur.
Right.
What happened was I was downsized in 2001 and was angry and told myself that, you know what, I'm relieved. I don't really want to work for idiots anymore.
Right,
but,
right.
But I don't know what I'm going to do. So my late father, he just passed away in June, started a consulting firm in 1990 called International Franchise Development.
Okay.
And he came from the franchise industry. He was with Physicians Weight Loss Centers.
Oh, great.
And he helped open 320 stores of theirs. So he knew franchising. He got canned and said, you know what, enough of this stuff.
Exactly.
So he started this. I joined him in 01 after he really had to do some convincing
right.
for me to do this. But I joined him, and I took it over, and I'm having a blast.
That's fantastic.
Talk a little bit about your company, Joel, you know, the history. Since you said you've been doing this since 01.
Yeah. Well, we do a couple things now. You know, as you guys know, business changes so fast.
Right.
You know, this electronic media, you really have to stay on top of things. We do a couple different things. First of all, we work locally here in Northern Ohio with residents that wish to explore opportunities in the franchise world and self-employment. We have a real office. We meet face-to-face with people. We feel that's really important, if possible. And we match them strategically to opportunities that could be a fit based on their personality, but more importantly, what they want their day to look like. And a lot of folks don't think about that. They think, I want to buy a sub-franchise because it looks
right.
busy.
Right, absolutely.
We go a lot deeper.
Right.
So our service is free. We get a finder's fee. From the franchise concepts that we work with. So that is one of the things we do. And by doing that, we bring jobs and businesses in a little way to our area. The second thing we do, we do a lot of blogging, and we are starting to get more involved in helping young franchise companies get to market. And I have some strategic partnerships that I'm working on now, and we're trying to really, really help these young franchise companies who don't have a $20,000 monthly budget.
Right, right.
And try to get them to market. So those are the couple of things I'm doing.
And there's a lot of interesting new concepts out there too, Joel, you know, that Don and I have actually even, you know, brought to the show some of them. You know, we've had some really new, exciting concepts, you know, the ones that come to my mind, Don, Miami Rice Pudding Company, you know, it's just really great concepts.
Like Jen's Pizza.
Yeah, just, you know, just great concepts.
And that, you know, like you guys, you know, do with your radio show, like I did with my business, you know, you have to start at the beginning.
Exactly. Absolutely. And this blogging thing looks like it's here to stay, Joel, right? I know there's a lot of experts in the beginning saying, oh, this is just a fad, you know, it's not going to stick around. But it seems like, as you said, I mean, there's this tens of thousands of them at this point.
Tens of thousands being created every day.
Exactly,
that's
so it's really here to stay.
It is. You know, I started blogging 3 years ago, and I had no idea. I mean, I was like, blogging? Oh, come on, what is this all about?
Right, right.
And now I find myself pressuring myself to write, you know, two or three times a week. And now, of course, I have three blogs. I have a website. So, you know, I'm busy.
It's like you're back in school. It's homework.
You know, it's amazing. It's amazing. But I'm having a lot of fun. And the nice thing about the Internet is that I get to meet a lot of people, not only guys like you, but other people that we can do some strategic stuff with. And you know, I love the franchise industry. I have a lot of fun. Obviously, I'm enthusiastic about it. But you know what? We have to stay on top of things. There's some lousy franchise companies out there. There's been a lot of PR about lawsuits. So, you know, it's up to guys like us to make sure we do the right thing and keep consumers informed about what's going on.
Oh,
you have a lot of good stuff going on, Joel.
Right.
You're helping veterans, you know, with the blog. Helping new franchisors to get to that next level, help them recruit new franchisees, and then you're just, you know, finding people who are maybe downsized themselves or someone looking to change careers. You're helping that as well. So you're really changing and, you know, just helping people across the board, whether they're the company owner or a new franchisee.
Right.
And now with the veterans, you think that kind of might fall into be your niche and specialty, since you know obviously you're going to be in contact with more and more
right.
veterans as the block grows.
I think I am going to be kind of a specialist by accident on it, just because you know what, just because of a conversation with someone.
Right.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, I didn't wake up one morning thinking about it.
Right, right, yeah. This is a lot of our best ideas usually happen by accident, don't they, Don? That's
yeah.
driving in the car.
Definitely, yeah.
I'm assuming your guys' ideas started by accident?
Oh, it probably did, right, Don? I would say I think I was driving one day, and it happened in the car, Joel.
Wow.
I think that's where it actually happened. So.
Yeah,
well,
you know,
well,
I sat down and talked about doing internet radio show. I think
wow.
you just came across it one day. We were thinking
just,
of doing something
just,
else in the franchise industry, and we
yeah.
kind of fell into this.
It just made a lot of sense, Joel, you know, the ability to be able to reach, you know, prospective entrepreneurs, you know, not only here in the United States,
right.
but, you know, we have listeners internationally, you know, in places like the UK and Australia, and you know, it's just very strange. You know, to have people listening all over the world, you know?
Well, I have a question for you. I know this is supposed to be all about me, but I have a question about your business.
Yeah, sure.
Are you able to find out at a given moment how many listeners you have and where they're coming from?
Absolutely.
Technology that good yet?
That's the beauty of the internet. You know, I can tell you exactly now, well, not now,
uh-huh.
you know, I'm not in front of it.
Not in real time.
Theater. Right, but how many people are listening to the show,
wow.
where they're from. You know, the interesting thing about internet radio is that because this show, it's live right now, but it actually gets recorded, most of our listeners listen to this show on the audio archives,
right.
so they listen to it on their time and not necessarily our time, you know, because in California right now, it's still early. It's
yeah.
you know, 7:30 over there.
Ah, too bad.
Exactly, you know, so, you know, we don't suspect a lot of people in California or Hawaii are getting up, you know, listening to our
yeah.
show at 4 or 5 in the morning, you
right.
know, so they listen to it on their time, you know, and that's the beauty about it, you know, and most of our listeners, yeah, it's about 80% of them listen to it on the audio archives.
Wow.
Internet radio is relatively new. It's just growing so quickly year to year. I think we gave out a stat. So, you know, it's going to benefit us in the show. So we're excited about it.
Fantastic.
Having a good time doing it, just like with your company.
Absolutely.
And I like, Joel, your approach. I guess it seems like with a lot of your clients, especially a potential new franchisee, meeting them face-to-face. A lot of I work with a lot of franchise consultants nationwide,
yep.
do my franchise financing business. Many people never get to meet their client or franchisees
yeah.
they're working with. Seems like with you, you sit down and you know, talk to them directly.
Yeah, I really encourage that. Now, with the veterans thing I'm doing, it'll be more phone work because it'll be veterans from around the country. But if they live within a couple hours of Cleveland,
right.
I want them here. It's just it's so important. But, you know, what I bring to the table locally is I know what works around Northeast Ohio and what doesn't.
Right.
I've seen it already.
Exactly.
I was born here, and I have skin in the game. You know, when I meet people in person that have talked to maybe a competitor of mine from Illinois, let's say, via phone, there's no skin in the game.
Right.
You know, that's my problem with it. I don't, you know, I mean, there's enough business out there, I think, for most of us, but I know what works around here, and I think that's really what I bring to the table. Plus, with my talent in marketing and PR, I help launch their business, too. You
right.
know, when they work with me. So there's a lot of advantages.
Absolutely. Have you been from that area your whole life, Joel? Is that where you're
yes.
from originally?
Yes.
You are. Okay. So yeah. which makes
I lived in Texas and Iowa in the late 70s, early 80s when I was in radio.
Right,
but,
right.
Born and raised here, and, you know, it's pretty cool.
That's fantastic. Joel, are you able to stick around for another segment?
Sure.